You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We sat in the kitchen right after we had finished dinner last night, and we started talking about the menu for Thanksgiving because we had already pretty much decided that there is not going to be a turkey this year for the first time maybe in Gretchen's life. She's not going to. First of all, neither Zoe nor I like turkey, and Gretch is trying to do some sort of vegan lifestyle. I don't know how that's going to work at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, she's that's hard. That's difficult.
She might cheat on that day. But anyway, so we were talking about everything else that's, you know, that might be going along with it. And we got into our annual laughing little disagreement about how to pronounce a particular pie.
Mm-hmm.
Because she is a pecan pronouncer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my entire life said pecan. So there's a pecan pie and a pecan pie.
Pecan.
And she started telling me that I was absolutely full of it, that there's only one proper way to pronounce it, blah, blah, blah. And it's so strange. I was going to come in this morning and ask you to settle it. And lo and behold, I walk in. This kind of freaked me out. There's a news story out where they surveyed people to ask them how to pronounce that word.
And it's basically split.
It's tied.
It's tied, yeah.
It's 50%, 50%, really. Between pecan and pecan. So what it comes down to is, who cares? Just eat it.
Just eat the damn pie.
Just have the pie.
And it's not even that good of a pie.
Oh my God, I love that.
It's a little
pie.
Sticky.
I'm a pecan. It's overly sweet for some people.
It is. I'm pecan, a pecan pie. I don't say pecan.
You.
Pecan sounds like a parrot trying to say it, in my opinion, or somebody
it
like
sounds,
it's like a parody of it or something.
And it sounds foul.
Pecan?
Where can I go to the bathroom? Why don't you use this pecan?
Use the old pecan over there. I can see that. It just sounds like somebody making fun of the pie, though, or something. I'll take one of them pecan pies.
Well, the funny thing is, to my ear, it sounds Southern.
Very, yeah.
And she ain't Southern.
Right.
You know, she's not from anywhere near the Southern states.
Hmm.
And so I don't know how it got in.
She ever owned a parrot?
No. It has to be. It just has to be like some family member that, you know, she was raised saying it that way. Anyway, so for those of you who ever get into that argument, and maybe you don't, maybe it's just our weird household, it doesn't matter. It can go either way.
The answer is pumpkin pie.
Or apple.
Yes. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
So it's... I think we're going to have all three.
Oh,
I think
look
we're
at
having
you guys.
Pecan,
for three
apple,
of you?
And pumpkin. Well, but it lasts for like 3 days.
Wow. Nice, man.
Don't you know
all
how to
in
do,
on the pies.
Don't you know how to do a Thanksgiving meal where you get like a little sliver of each one?
So I'm strange. I'm not even a pie guy, so I pass on the pie.
Oh, my God.
I know. Which is weird because about what I'm about to tell you.
Tell
about,
me.
About the good part of my day yesterday is I left the station here and I went and hung out with my grandma for about 3 hours yesterday, and I surprised her because I showed up with some McDonald's coffee and apple pies because I hadn't had a McDonald's apple pie. And like I said, I'm not a dessert guy, but I pulled up. I was like, what would grandma want? I was like, grandma would want a little apple pie. So
WWGW?
Right. And so I brought it over, and she was just, you would have thought my grandma won the lottery yesterday. You know, just me popping in because she's been kind of down and lonely because of the pandemic and everything. So spent a great afternoon with her, went home, had a great workout, real nice dinner. Knick Knack made meatloaf with mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And then we got the email from the school district.
Oh.
And yeah, our kiddos are officially going to be homeschooled now. The elementary schools, I believe, start on November 30th, full remote learning. But the thing is they have a comp day or an in-service day today. They're not at school. They have another in-service day next Friday that they're not in school. And then the week of the 23rd, they have off for fall break. So essentially, we have 4 days left of the kids in school until the new year. We have 4 days left of being able to enjoy a little bit of downtime when they're not there, do things that we need to do. Nicole has to work from home, so she's doing that. There goes my workouts, probably.
Oh, man.
I know everyone's going boo-hoo, wah-wah, but, you know, when you get up at 3:30 in the morning and both of you work full-time and then you got to come home and homeschool the kids, it's exhausting.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work. It's tough.
This is no fun for anybody.
For anybody.
On any end of it, I feel for all of you. Let me ask you, did they say when they are going to reconsider? Like, is it January 1st?
I think it's, we're going to get through winter break, I think, and just kind of reevaluate at the beginning of the year, see where everything's standing. I know, man, this sucks. And I feel bad for the kids, too, because, you know, they're really thriving, you know, in a school environment with their friends and teachers, and we can't provide that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Reed's getting into some math that I'm like, well, I don't know. So it's going to be a lot of Googling, a lot of YouTube. Luckily, Nicole's good at math. So I'm going to help him on the English side of things and history probably, and she's going to be the math. She's going to be Mama Math.
You're tag-teaming it.
I think we are. We're going to have
to. Just fall back on that Khan Academy. I'm telling you, man, that stuff is great.
Yeah. He's coming home with math now where the numbers are in the parentheses, and I'm out. I'm out. I have no idea. I don't remember.
Zoe's taking college math right now. College, I don't know if it's algebra, calculus, or whatever it is. And I saw her doing some homework a couple of days ago, and it's exactly what you're talking about. You know, it's the equations with all of this stuff.
There's letters now.
Yeah, and I go, what's in the agenda today? She goes, quadratic equations. And I said, all right, have a fun day.